From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his fourth in a series of messages expounding one of the most blessed passages in the Old Testament Scriptures, Isaiah chapter 53. The title of this message is Christ Despised and Rejected. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today bears the title, You Deal with God. The text is found in Hosea chapter 11 and verse 9. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man. The Lord thus makes known his sparing mercies. It may be that the listener is now under heavy displeasure, and everything threatens his speedy doom. Let the text hold him up from despair. The Lord now invites you to consider your ways and confess your sins. If he had been man, he would long ago have cut you off. If he were now to act after the manner of men, it would be a word and a blow, and then there would be an end of you. But it is not so, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are his ways above your ways. You rightly judge that he is angry, but he keepeth not his anger forever. If you turn from sin to Jesus, God will turn from wrath. Because God is God and not man, there is still forgiveness for you, even though you may be steeped up to your throat in iniquity. You have a God to deal with, and not a hard man, nor even a merely just man. No human being could have patience with you. You would have wearied out an angel, as you have wearied your sorrowing father. But God is long-suffering. Come and try him at once, confess, believe, and turn from your evil way, and you shall be saved.
Oh,
Every so often here on Let the Bible Speak, we've made mention of Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include, why did Christ have to become a man? Why does a good God allow suffering? Or, what is the unpardonable sin? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips are available on the ltbsradio.com website. But in addition, we're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. As Dr. Cairns continues this series of studies in Isaiah chapter 53, he now begins an exposition of verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Again we see man's treatment of Christ. Carrying on the theme of verses 1 and 2, this verse reveals more of the natural man's hatred of the Lord Jesus. Ironically, Christ is rejected by those who need him most. Dr. Cairns commences the message by examining the various terms contained in the verse. Now to bring the introduction to a message entitled, Christ Despised and Dismissed. Here is Dr. Cairns.
Our text this morning once again is found in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, this time in the famous words of the third verse, Isaiah 53 and verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Our Bible readings this morning from the Gospel of John are in many ways a New Testament fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah 53 and 3. Here you have the prophet looking down the corridors of coming time, and seeing very clearly the attitude of the world to the Son of God on his or during his days on earth, and indeed in all subsequent periods of time. The prophet laments the rejection of Christ. John's Gospel, in the passages we read, records the rejection of Christ. The prophet laments the bitterness of man's feelings toward the Lord Jesus. He laments the awful attitude of hatred that they would display. John's Gospel tells us how even the leaders of the Jews, even those who knew the Scriptures best, even those who were most forthright in their profession of religious loyalty to the truth of the Bible, good with all those advantages, yet look at the Son of God and say, he has a devil. Why hear ye him? So what we have read is the fulfillment of our text for today. When we look at this 53rd chapter of Isaiah, we discover that it is, in many ways, a cry of agonized amazement from the prophet Isaiah. And both the agony and the amazement come from this sad and tragic truth that we have read in John, that the gospel of the love of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the person and the work of God's dear Son, who gave himself a sacrifice for sin, a love offering, a burnt offering, a sin offering, and the only deliverance from evil and from the consequences thereof, should be disbelieved and finally totally repudiated by the people who need Christ most. We have been looking in past mornings at Isaiah 53, and you'll notice how that each of the opening verses seems to darken the picture. In verse 1, Isaiah, having at the end of the last chapter given an outline of the gospel, in verse 1 he cries, who has believed? With such a wonderful message, it's amazing that so few people believe. And only those who who are miraculously wrought upon by the arm of the Lord believe. All the rest, in their natural condition, rise up in unbelief. Who has believed? Unbelief is the natural thing for people to exercise. I want you to think of that. We hear people nowadays talking about releasing your faith, as if faith were resident within every person, or at least the capacity to have faith in Christ were naturally resident in every person. The Scriptures explicitly state, all men have not faith. Now you would think that that would settle the matter. All men do not have faith. Those men to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed, by an act of supernatural power, they do have faith. But left to ourselves, we have to lament. Who has believed? Who will believe? Verse 2, the prophet plumbs the depths a little more. And he describes people who can look into the face of Christ and see no beauty there. These same people can look into the harlot face of the world and find it very attractive. These people can even look in to the face of the devil himself and find enough there to attract them to go a little further with him. But when they look into the face of Jesus Christ, they find nothing. Nothing. No beauty that we should desire him. Do we not find that all around us today? That's why the dens of vice and iniquity are thronged. And what we used to call in the days when I was in the Salvation Army, the penitent form. Much better name for it than the altar. There's no altar in the Christian church, see of Christ. The penitent form is largely neglected. That's why people who ought to be on their faces crying for mercy ere their souls are destroyed in outer darkness are rather going on in sin, careless, and seemingly immune to every call of grace. They look in the face of Christ and they find no beauty there. Who has believed? Unbelief is bad. Its expression, when it can look in the face of Christ and dismiss him as unattractive, is even worse. But now, in the third verse, the prophet goes even more deeply into the rejection of Christ. Here is a picture of utter rejection. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. I want us to look at this verse today as it speaks of Christ despised and dismissed by men. And in doing so, I want to do it very, very simply. I want us to look at the terms the text employs. And then, having established those very quickly, at the teaching then that the text expresses. First, the terms that are used. There are some very strong terms that are piled up one on top of the other. First of all, we read he was despised. It speaks of Christ slighted. The word despise, this verb means to contemn or to hold in contempt. When it says he is despised, it means that men held him as being of no account or of no importance. I want you to think of that. That's the first thing that the prophet is saying here as he's discussing the Lord Jesus Christ being dismissed and rejected by men. They look at Jesus Christ and they say, he's unimportant. Do we not find this very same thing today? Is it not as true of men and women in America as it was of men and women in the days of the Savior? Are there not people even in this meeting who are so busy getting on with their lives, so busy seeking what they can do to advance themselves in this world, or more fully to enter into the enjoyments of this world, that they say they have no time for Christ? Hey, he is of no importance. He is of no account. The first word, despised. Christ slighted. But not only despised, also rejected or scorned. The word rejected here has the idea of being abandoned, given up, totally dismissed. It has in it also the idea of refusing to stand alongside of this one. In the book of Job, we read of his friends feeling him. And this is the same word. Here is the statement that when the Lord Jesus Christ stood among them, all men feeled. All men just melted away. They abandoned him. Christ scorned. It's still happening today. There are people in this meeting, and if you're honest with yourselves, you'll say it is true in my life. Jesus Christ has first of all been slighted. I have despised him. I have counted the things that God says are non-essential as being central to my being and happiness. I have taken the things that the Lord has dismissed and I have made them into a very God. And I have taken God's own Son and I have said he's of no importance to me. Then I've gone further and I have deliberately abandoned Christ. Abandoned his gospel, abandoned his call of grace, abandoned his offer of mercy. I've gone even further, and I have deliberately chosen that I will not stand with him. When it comes to choosing those with whom you stand with the world. You stand with the crowd, you stand with the ungodly, but you say, I will not stand with him. Despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, Christ sorrowful, a man of sorrows. There's a wealth of truth in that little phrase. It is as if the prophet were saying that when you look at Jesus Christ in his humiliation on the earth, the one thing that marked him more than any other was sorrow. It has often been noted by commentators and preachers as you read through the gospel narratives that there is never one occasion where you have the slightest indication that even a smile ever creased the face of Jesus Christ. There's never one occasion where there was the slightest attempt at levity. In fact, it is only noted that he rejoiced in spirit, but never in any other way. There never was any physical demonstration of happiness. Not because in himself and in his success he had no reason to be joyful. Ultimately, he is the king of all joy. But as he walked among men, he was walking as the lamb. He was walking as the sin bearer. He was walking as the deliverer from death. He was walking among men as the one who was going down into the pit as the ransom to deliver them from the pit. And yet as he did so, He find man willfully and willingly in the grip of the devil. He find man playing with the fire of sin and with the fire of hell as if they were but toys. He find man who had their fears set to go to destruction. He find man candidates for hell and seemingly happy about it. And that was no cause for joy. The man of sorrows.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.